You're listening to SBS News.
An unexpected turn of events nearly 3 years on from a blast that killed more than 200 people in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Lebanon's then Prime Minister and two other former ministers have been charged with homicide with probable intent by a judge investigating the 2020 port explosion. Other top officials, including the country's public prosecutor and the head of the Domestic Intelligence Agency, were also charged, but details remain unclear. Judge Tarek Bitar resumed an inquiry that has been stalled by high-level political resistance, including from the heavily armed Iran-backed Hezbollah. The explosion on August 4, 2020, was caused by hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate that had been poorly stored since it had been unloaded in 2013. Families of the more than 218 victims have been waiting for years to gain some form of closure. Lebanese lawyer Tanya Dow Alam lost her husband in the blast and says she's hopeful following news of the charges.
It was a surprise because we were not expecting this at all. And I cannot really describe my feeling, but it's such a new feeling that I haven't felt for 3 years. Maybe you can call it hope. It was satisfaction. I was content. Happy is something we have to learn to feel because we don't feel happy anymore. But it was, yes, definitely hope, something to look forward to. What I'm looking for is that he can do his job as he wants to, but I'm afraid that I'm really worried that he will not be able to.
Abdullah Abdullah is a member of the Australian Lebanese Independent Forum and says many in the community welcome the news.
I personally, and we are in Aleph, supporting any effort that would lead, and I believe this is also a common belief shared among many Lebanese people, like we want to know what happened, who's responsible, and we want to see for the first time ever in the history of Lebanon, people held accountable.
Heavy pushback from political factions has paralysed investigation efforts, starting with the removal of Bitar's predecessor in 2021, who had charged former Prime Minister Hassan Diab and several former officials with negligence over chemicals. Diab said in a statement in 2020 that he was confident his hands were clean and that he had dealt transparently with the file of the Beirut port explosion. The former Prime Minister promised transparency just moments after the explosion.
What happened today won't pass without accountability. Those responsible will pay the price for what happened. This is a promise to the martyrs and to the wounded. This is a national commitment. Facts will be revealed about this dangerous warehouse that has been there since 2014.
Mr. Diab resigned just a week after the blast. He cited a commitment to justice when making the announcement.
Today we follow the will of the people, to hold accountable those responsible for this disaster that has been in hiding for 7 years, and their desire for real change, from the corrupt, destructive state of brokerages and theft, to a state of law and justice and transparency, to a country that respects its people. In the face of this reality, we take a step back to stand with the people, to undergo this battle of change with them. We want to open the door towards national salvation that the Lebanese people are taking part in. And thus, I am announcing today the resignation of this government. May God protect Lebanon.
But efforts to charge those deemed responsible were once again stalled. Judge Bitar's predecessor, who had charged the former Prime Minister and several former officials with negligence over chemicals, was removed in 2021. There was similar interference in Judge Bitar's investigation, in particular from Iran-backed Hezbollah, who campaigned against the judge as he sought to question their allies. They resisted being questioned and denied any wrongdoing. Investigation proceedings were again quashed early last year, when several judges retired from a court required to rule on complaints against Judge Bitar. Mr. Abdullah says judicial corruption is rife in Lebanon.
The current political establishment in Lebanon has made sure in the past years to control most of the judges. Like, they are the one who nominate them. And once a judge, unfortunately, is nominated by a political figure, they remain loyal to them personally, not to the law or to the country.
In fact, many relatives of the victims felt they had become targets of the judiciary, while senior officials weren't held to account. A dozen people were summoned for questioning last week after protests at the Justice Palace, where relatives often gather to demand accountability. An activist was detained overnight on January 13, a prominent figure in the campaign who lost his brother in the 2020 explosion. William Noon says senior officials must be held accountable just as protesters were.
We demand law and the judiciary. We will never back off of coming to the investigation. But in return, we want the investigation of August the 4th to proceed, the law to be applied on everyone and those demanded for questioning from any investigator to be brought like they brought us, simply. The decision for our questioning was issued on Thursday and we went there on Friday by ourselves. We are doing nothing against the law. Let them bring everyone for questioning.
An Australian was the youngest victim of the blast. 2-year-old Isaac Olers was just shy of his third birthday when he was killed in the explosion at his parents' home in Beirut. While French judges visited Beirut last week for an investigation into the explosion, which killed two French nationals, Mr. Abdullah claims the Australian government has not sent any officials to examine the investigation.
There are Australian victims in the explosion. I'm not sure why. I'm not a legal expert, but I'm not sure why the Australian government is not giving the right, not putting the right effort or the effort for these Australian victims to know and to find justice. For them, it's a very remote cause, very remote issue. They don't seem to care much, although there is Australian victims in it.
The Australian Department of Foreign Affairs were contacted to respond to these claims. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.